KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's partly cloudy, 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today, a high of 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Well, the Atlantic Fire Department has just been dispatched to 402 Maple Street in Atlantic for a report of a fire in an apartment. We'll have more on that as it becomes available. Police in Council Bluffs say they think they know the motive behind the shooting of a Council Bluffs woman and her child, but they're being mum on the reason for now. According to the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil, investigators say rumors and comments by the wife of the Harlan man charged in the shooting that the incident happened over a tax refund are not true. They say also there's no truth to the rumor of the victim, 22-year-old Heather Wilson, pulled a gun on the alleged assailant, 30-year-old Ronald Farr of Harlan. The shooting of Wilson and her 19-month-old son Tyson Underwood happened early Tuesday morning outside of an apartment complex in Council Bluffs. Court documents indicate Farr's wife, Lisa, told investigators the shooting occurred over a $6,000 tax refund payable to Farr that was allegedly in the possession of the father of Wilson's children, who refused to give it back. Sergeant David Dawson of the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division told the paper that story is not true. Lisa Farr also told investigators the shooting was in self-defense. She claimed Wilson pulled a gun on Ronald Farr. Dawson said investigators have found no evidence that Wilson had a gun, though. Wilson suffered 8 gunshot wounds during the incident. Her son suffered a gunshot wound to his arm. Farr, who was arrested without incident at his home in Harlan, faces 3 counts of attempted murder, 2 counts of willful injury causing serious injury, and 1 count of going armed with intent. He made his initial court appearance Wednesday during a video conference where the judge set a preliminary hearing date for Friday, February 22nd. Farr remains in the Pott County Jail on $1 million bond. News time is 8:04.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved bids for the replacement of a bridge along with stock pipe and project pipe. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker said the paperwork is completed with Murphy Heavy Contracting Corporation of Anita and the bond established for a bridge replacement project. The bridge is located over the Nishtabotna River on Lansing Road.
So with that, we are in the position to finally completely accept the contract then. We made a motion a couple weeks ago to go ahead and forward the contract to him until we get all of this in. Now we are finalized, we're approved to do that. So I guess I would like to see in the minutes that we have the final approval for the contract on the Hopley Bridge.
The bid, which was approved by the supervisors, was in the amount of $963,826. Work on the bridge will begin sometime after a pre-construction conference is held February 26th. Marker said the bids were also received last week for their maintenance and stockpipe.
Each year, we buy what is known as stockpipe, meaning that we put it down in the yards. You'll see the sizes are somewhere between 18 and 42 inch. That's normally driveways, small pipes, things that we find in the field over the year that we need to replace. So they're not site-specific at this time. They go into the yard and we pull them out as we need them. That's why we refer to them as our stockpipe.
Midwestern Culvert in Ankeny was the lowest of 4 bids for the supply of stockpipe at $51,244 and a low bid of $58,800 for project pipe, that which is used for specific projects planned for this year, was received from Metal Culverts out of Maryville, Missouri. Supervisors approved both bids. Despite the threat of a continued drought, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning on a normal navigation season for the 2013 on the Missouri River. Bill Doan, a water engineer in the Corps' Omaha office, says levels on the river will be low but will still be navigable.
On March 1st, which is typically near the start of the runoff season, the basic simulation shows system storage at 48.5 million acre feet. This means that the reservoir system would start the runoff season 8.3 million acre feet below the base of the annual flood control zone, or, in other words, 8.3 million acre feet below the top of the carryover multiple use zone.
Based on the water available now, Doan says the Corps expects an 8-month navigation season in the year ahead.
We would be providing minimum service flow support to navigation for the first part of the navigation season. Flows for this level of service are designed to provide an 8 feet deep by 200 feet wide navigation channel and would require Gavin's Point monthly average releases ranging from approximately 20,000 CFS to 28,000 CFS.
And Doan says the low water now in the upriver reservoirs will definitely have an impact on the hydroelectric power production.
The forecast for 2013 energy generation, again, this is with the basic simulation, is 7.9 billion kilowatt hours. With normal reservoir levels and releases, we would expect approximately 10 billion kilowatt hours.
And the river levels were exceptionally low all of last year due to the severe drought, which followed record flooding on the Missouri, which lasted a large portion of 2011. The Iowa Transportation Commission says it will conduct 4 public input meetings around the state during 2013. The meetings will give Iowans opportunities to present ideas and comments directly to the commissioners concerning transportation policies and programs without traveling to Ames. One of the 4 public input meetings will take place June 11th in the Council Bluffs area. To obtain a scheduled time on the agenda for one of the commission's public input meetings, contact the Iowa Department of Transportation's Office of Program Management at 515-239-1148, by fax at 515-239-1975, or by email. The address is under the same story on the web at kjan.com under the News tab. Officials with ISU Extension in Shelby County report registrations are currently being accepted for the Shelby County Leadership 2013 program, which is designed to maximize the strengths and skills of current and future community leaders. The program entails 2 partial day sessions that focus on topics such as understanding ourselves and others, dealing with conflict, understanding change, and leading effective meetings. The sessions will be presented on 2 Wednesdays in March, the 13th and 20th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The location for the first session is the Turkleton Activity Center in Harlan. The second is at Iowa Western Community College, Harlan Center. A midday meal will be served for each session. The program is sponsored by ISU Extension and Outreach Shelby County and SCOPE, the Shelby County Opportunity Promotion and Enterprise Committee. The fee is $50 per person if you register by March 1st or $75 after March the 1st. The registration fee will be refunded to participants who complete both sessions of the program in their entirety. Registration forms can be picked up and returned to Shelby County Extension and Outreach Office, the Shelby County Develop Source Office, or from Planning Committee members.